WestJet news broke yesterday that they're suspending service indefinitely at some Atlantic Canadian airports and significantly reducing services to Halifax and St. John's. Okay, for example, the daily St. John's to Toronto flight has been cut, and the Halifax to St. John's route is going to be dropped down to 11 flights per week. All flights to and from Moncton, Fredericton, Sydney, Charlottetown, and Quebec City are going to be discontinued as of the 2nd of November. Ed Sims, president and CEO of WestJet, made the announcement yesterday.
It has taken decades to build this robust Canadian network to its highly competitive position. And over the last 8 months, we are beginning to see these efforts unravel. Effective Monday, November the 2nd, we will suspend service to Moncton and Fredericton, New Brunswick, to Sydney, Nova Scotia, to Charlottetown on Prince Edward Island, and to Quebec City. Services to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and St. John's, Newfoundland will continue, albeit with dramatically reduced frequency. As we approach what would normally be the busy holiday season, we recognize all too well the impact this will have on families hoping to be together once again. I am truly sorry that we will be unable to connect parts of Atlantic Canada to the rest of our network. These are communities that are near and dear to our heart. We have dramatically increased service across Atlantic Canada over the last decade, and everywhere we have flown has seen a doubling of available flight options and a halving of the average airfare. So a decision to remove service is not one we took lightly. It hurts every WestJetter to know that we will not be able to provide our unique competition to Atlantic Canadians. What has made this situation even more difficult is that five of the airports we currently serve in Atlantic Canada a part of a larger group of airports that have announced substantial fee increases. NAV Canada, the federal body responsible for air traffic control, is taking an almost 30% fee increase. With thousands out of work and a COVID-induced recession in full swing, price increases that make air travel even more expensive are not what the traveling public needs or can even afford right now. Just as we have always fought hard to keep Canadian airfares fair, we have always battled to remain an employer of choice. Sadly, the deteriorating environment will see us release a further 100 WestJetters who were due to return to work next month.
That was Ed Sims, president and CEO of WestJet, making that announcement yesterday. Of course, that's the airline ending its service to Fredericton, Moncton, Sydney, and Charlottetown, and reducing service to Halifax and St. John's. The Atlantic Canada Airports Association says that decision to is a major blow. WestJet's announcement follows on the heels of an earlier announcement in June by Air Canada that the airline was indefinitely suspending 11 routes in Atlantic Canada. Now, to speak to the changes, VP of Marketing and Communications of CAA Atlantic, Gary Howard, joins me live by phone. Good morning, Mr. Howard.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
What does the cancellation of these flights mean for the region?
Well, right across Atlantic Canada, we're certainly feeling a reduced capacity, 80%, which equals 100 weekly flights. That's significant. It's going to reduce the amount of people who can move easily to other parts of the country. So, unfortunately, it's a growing trend right across the country. Reduced capacity is simply because of reduction of number of passengers.
Were you surprised to hear this announcement?
Not entirely. When you're doing millions of people, in a single month, and then that's reduced to 500,000 in 4 or 5 months. You know, something's got to give. You can't fly an aircraft with 20% of the aircraft full. So at some point, it had to give. And but such a dramatic reduction was surprising. This is a lot for one time. So, you know, perhaps they should have acted a little sooner with a little bit less drama.
Now, Gary, why did WestJet need to do this? Is this a result of the Atlantic bubble?
There's a part of that. To be honest, I think that was a little bit unprofessional of the CEO to say, you know, just to say, you know, well, the reason is because of he can't get into Atlantic Canada. Mm-hmm. Most of this had to do with their capacity and the number of passengers that they had on the aircraft. And, you know, they talk about increases in airport fees as well. So to say that this is because we know we can't get in there and people have to self-isolate, that's only one tiny piece of it. I think the bigger play or the bigger reason is simply lack of passengers.
Any chance we'll see these flights return anytime in the near future?
Well, again, you know, the CEO is saying, well, we'll consider that once travel across Canada is open. I expect that we won't see them until that happens.
Gary Howard, Marketing and Communications VP of CAA Atlantic. The Council of Atlantic Premiers, led by Chair Premier Andrew Fury, issued a release yesterday expressing deep concern and that it creates serious issues for the Atlantic region, and they're calling for urgent action. Do you share these concerns?
I do share those concerns. It really comes back to what can be done, because, you know, if giving WestJet a bunch of cash, does that mean they start flying back in and out of Atlantic Canada? I'm not sure. But the travel industry certainly has been hugely impacted, both local and international, by the pandemic. And, you know, in many cases, it's simply not safe to travel. So, you know, does the industry need some help? Yeah, definitely. But what form that may take, you know, we don't want to prop up an aircraft that's flying at 10 or 20% between, say, Charlottetown and Toronto. So we need to sit down and figure this out. But there hasn't been a lot of discussion to this point.
VP of Marketing and Communications of CAA Atlantic, Gary Howard, thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show, providing this insight.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.